She tried to be no different than any other on the street, just another person trying to remain invisible while she sought out what was needed to survive another day. Her biggest problem, of course, was her gender. She was a woman. One with alabaster skin, green eyes, and red hair, three things that made it especially difficult to blend in and hide. Black clothing helped. From head to toe, it had pretty much become the universal color, not only in what they wore, but what encompassed their surroundings as well, at least in her part of the world. LL missed red. The red of a rose at its first bloom, the red of a sunset, the red women had once worn on their lips. Her memories of the color were what came to her as she lay on the dark stone, watching the dirty black water of the streets turn red with her blood. She had been too late to catch the single, thick strand of her hair that had escaped her hood as she walked, a sudden gust of wind loosening it to be what brought about her end. A simple occurrence once, loose hair, but no longer in her world could such a simple thing be allowed, nor the predicament she now found herself in, at the mercy of men. The world had become superstitious, drawn in by fears of anything perceived as relic. LL had suffered for it already in the short life she'd had, but she had done her best to live as fully as the fragile walls of her life allowed. She had been safe, for a time, until her mother had died. Then she had run out of supplies and knew no one who could help her. Hungry, she had taken to the streets of Pyellen. Her mother had tried to make her understand before she had been gone forever, had told her she must blend in, cover herself completely in black, keep her head down, and look at no one. So LL had learned to see without being seen, learned to fade away into the dingy, crumbling destitution of the town's black stone pathways like everyone else, learned to drown out the noises of men. They had fallen so far, become mostly inhuman in their crude manner and arrogant demands, even when they had nothing. Women were nothing more than slaves until they were cast aside to become beggars on the streets, or worse. Her mother had spoken often of good men, hidden among the masses, men who dared to challenge the practices and behaviors so common now. Her mother had been pure, but not graced with the features typical of relic women. Her father had also been pure, she'd been told, but she had never met him. Regaled as she had grown up with what society would call fairy tales, she had heard the stories of his kindness. Her mother had claimed love as well. LL had tried to humor her mother. Blood meant something, although she had never quite determined what. For her, comfort had been in the familiar, the stories, and the simple act of not being completely alone in a world that had become dangerous and unforgiving. One that had become hers after she had lost her mother. One she hated. The first time she had left the black streets, where those not welcomed on the streets of white spent their lives, she had known it was not a good idea. Her need to escape the monotony of the black haze hovering over everything had become too strong to deny any longer. Black buildings, black stone, black clothing, black water, and the heavy black wickedness clinging to the residents swallowed up by the hopelessness of their lives. Without her mother's stories, she had yearned for only a moment of light. One glimpse, she had told herself. So she had gone. Hidden in the shadows and watched the light swirl over colors she had thought gone forever. Men in vivid blue vests, women in purple dresses flounced with ruffles at their knees, and sharp and pristine top hats, not like the muddled, dirty dregs of what was left gracing the heads and bodies of those on the black streets. The birds had been what had brought her back to see it all again. The relic birds she barely remembered were all gone, but the mechanical wings and metal plumed feathers of the beings that flitted about the white streets singing a melodic song had given her back a feeling of hope.